Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Boney James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Good evening and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artists. This is the Jazz Queen in Las Vegas, along with my co-host, Mike Reynolds, in Baltimore. Mike, how are you?
I'm okay. Sorry, doing great tonight.
Good, good. Let me welcome to the chat room Boney Fang, Carol, Cheryl B., and a couple of guests. If you would like to join us in the chat room, go to TalkingSmoothJazz.com, click on Isaac Valenzuela's name, and that will bring you right into the chat room. If you'd like to call in and speak with our guests, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Our guest this evening is saxophonist Isaac Valenzuela, as he joins us to talk about his brand new CD, Hush Little Baby, scheduled to be released on April 19th. Isaac, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thank you. Thank you.
Now, first of all, I have to say that my absolute favorite song on this CD is the vocal version of Hush Little Baby. Absolutely love it.
Thanks.
How did you... tell us about the CD and your vision for the CD.
Yeah, the CD is actually available for digital downloads on cdbaby.com, iTunes, and Amazon. And that's been available for the past month or so, and just not been able to get the CD out, physical CDs, which will be available on the 19th of this month. So very excited about that. It'll be available through my website, isaacvalenzuela.com or cdbaby.com. And it was a lot of fun coming together. So I guess it's been in the works since 2008. Kind of launched it
long
off with
time.
The EP. Yeah. The EP was out first, Come Rain or Shine. And so it basically just continued on from there. And it's been a collaboration with some great musicians on the album, and producers, engineers, just working with a whole bunch of people in the process, which has been a lot of fun.
And is this your first time working with them?
Yeah. You know, I've been playing the sax since I was at the age of 10, and all through my years, you know, basically was very involved in church, you know, and up until now I just decided to release my first solo album, so it's been quite a learning experience. Yeah.
How so?
Just the process, you know, developing the project, working with producers, how things go in the studio, working with different musicians.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite overwhelming, but it was fun. I mean, it was great to see everything come together and have a good faith and accomplishment, you know, to speak of.
Yeah, I know you have a finished product due to be scheduled to be released on April 19th, so that's got to be a great feeling for you. Now, I read that you come from a musical family, so who all plays instruments in your family?
Yeah, I have three brothers. My older brother, he plays saxophone, and then my younger brother who follows me is Jacob Valenzuela. He plays trumpet, and he actually... plays with a well-known band called the Calexico, and they travel the world. They're quite popular in Europe. And my youngest brother plays both guitar and trombone.
Okay.
Now, as a youngster, you were exposed to a lot of different instruments, the saxophone, the guitar, and the piano, but why did you finally settle on the saxophone as your instrument of choice?
Actually, it was my first choice, the saxophone. Also, I need to mention that two of my uncles played the saxophone as well. So as I was growing up, you know, of course, watching them play in church, watching my older brother play in church, they all played the sax. I was inspired to pick it up right away. And my dad plays guitar, so I did a little strumming with guitars, and of course, the piano in the house. You know, got a little experience on the piano, and yeah, my family is very musical from my dad's side and both my mother's side. There's musicians all around.
Now, how long has your brother been playing with this the group? Is it Calexico?
Yeah, I think about 10 years now.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've heard of them. No, I think the name sounds familiar.
Yeah, they're out of Tucson, Arizona. And,
yeah.
The music is quite different. It's kind of a combination of folk music mixed in with sometimes mariachi, and it's quite interesting. It's pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to play, of course, my favorite song. It's going to be the first one. Tell us about the two vocalists on this song, Hush Little Baby.
Yeah, two great friends of mine. They live here in DeSoto with me, and Kendall Robinson, and she's the female vocalist, and Eric McNair, who is the male vocalist, and they're basically interpreting the song that I composed for my wife, and you pay attention to it, it pretty much self-explanatory as to what the song is all about.
And there is a video on YouTube on this song, Hush Little Babies. You can go to YouTube and search for Isaac Valenzuela. His last name is spelled Valenzuela, and search for Hush Little Baby. This is the vocal version. There's also an instrumental version on the CD. This is the vocal version.
Let's gonna gather love of mine.
title track to his CD, Hush Little Baby. I love that.
Yeah,
I love
that.
That
was hot right there. I like that one. That was hot.
That's so nice. And the guy, Eric McNair, he does sound a little bit like Luther. Now, does he have his own CD?
No, unfortunately not. I hope he does one pretty soon. But he does get around, get his tickets around town here in the DFW area. And he's an upcoming artist. I imagine he'll do something pretty soon in the near future, I hope.
Yeah. Well, I mean, maybe that's one that you can produce, you know?
Yeah, you can be good.
Oh, that's great. I love that song. Absolutely love that one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, let's collaborating.
I'm sorry,
with him.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying that I plan on collaborating with him some more in the future. I really love the way he sings.
I do, too. Yes, I do, too. Very nice, very nice. Okay, actually, what I would like to do is keep playing some music, going with some music, so we can just, get a taste of what the CD is about and what the people have to look forward to. We are talking to saxophonist Isaac Valenzuela about his upcoming project, Hush Little Baby. It's scheduled to be released on April 19th, and you can download the single now on Amazon.com, if you like that Hush Little Baby single. That is available for download now. So let's see, Isaac. Let me play. How about Corazon? Tell me about this one.
Corazon, yes, that's another. That's another song that's available also in both instrumental and vocal versions. In the vocal version, is actually a Spanish song, another love song that I wrote for my wife, and it's just basically Corazon means heart in Spanish, my heart, and. So it'd be awesome if I was able to translate this into English and offer it as an English song, but it doesn't quite work that easy. it doesn't quite feel the same way, so it's a disadvantage to those that don't know the Spanish language. But
okay.
So I imagine you have the instrumental version, right? You're going to play that?
The one that you sent me.
Yeah.
So that's going to be the instrumental version. Okay, then let's talk a little bit about the vocal version. Who are the artists on the vocal version?
Yeah, a very well-known artist out of Barcelona, Spain. Her name is Amparo Sanchez, and she's a fabulous artist. You can find her on YouTube, and she's just done a lot, very well-experienced vocalist. So I'm honored that she was able to sing this song for me. And a lot of this project was recorded in different studios, of course. She recorded her part there in Barcelona, Spain, and sent a track over to us, back to our producers here in Dallas, and we got all mixed in and put it together. It worked out real nice.
Oh, okay. Barcelona, Spain. Isn't technology wonderful when you can do that?
Oh, yeah. Awesome. And then also, Flamenco jazz guitarist is also featured on this track. His name is Alfredo Caceres, and he's living in L.A. right now and performing over there. So, of course, he recorded his part there in L.A. and sent his track to the same back church to Dallas, and that's how we got it all together.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the instrumental version of Corazon. Thank you. right, that was Corazon from Hush Little Baby. That is by saxophonist Isaac Valenzuela. You can find that. Upcoming CD will be released on April 19th, almost at the 29th, and that will be available on his website and Amazon.com. Now, Isaac, you moved from Arizona to Texas. And did you move because you felt the opportunities were better there in Texas musically?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, that's the whole reason why we came out here.
Okay.
And
so
that was
going to
be my question as well. I mean, how
mm-hmm.
has that really, worked out for you so far?
Well, it's been great. I mean, there's a ton of musicians out here that work professionally. Not to mention Sean McCurley. He's a well-known drummer for Kirk Whalum. And he, of course, very honored to have him on the project as well. He plays on two tracks and got to feature three different drummers, you know, on this album, which really makes it cool. Another guy is Chris Knox and Jason Thomas, very well-known drummers here in DFW. And producers such as Joe McRae, they've really been a big part of this project. So, Tucson is a small town and I just felt the opportunities were much grand over here in DFW, being a bigger place to be in, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, my thing now is that the internet, being the way that it is, that you can get your music out through so many, avenues. Because I've talked to some artists that are from places where, you know, it's not, the jazz scene is not that great, but with the internet, do you feel that you had to move or, you know, with the way that you can get your music out, or was it just, you know, something that you just wanted to do as well as, you know, use your music to push it through the avenues of the internet and social media?
Well, you know, I don't think I was much as involved with the internet 4 or 5 years ago as I am now.
Okay.
You know, considering all your social networks, it's like up until a year or two ago, it's like it's been a whole new revelation figuring out that these are, you know, having this opportunity to put your music out there in such a way is just really awesome through the internet. As far as producing the album, I don't think it would have been possible that way. Not knowing what I know now, if I knew back then, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, I don't think I would have accomplished it this way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, tell us about the gospel groups that you have worked with since being in Texas.
I've worked with the Potter's House with Bishop T.D. Jakes. I've worked with the worship team there, and also participated with their Spanish ministry, Associate Pastor Rob Rocha as well. And working with Joe McCrae, he's an associate pastor as well. Let's see, I'm trying to recall who else I've played with. It's been so many people over the years that I've, you know, had the privilege of playing with. Also a gospel group, the Faith Band. I'm not sure if you've heard of them. They're a band here in DeSoto. And we do a lot of R&B, you know, with mixed in with gospel. And I was playing with them for about 3 or 4 years. And it's been good. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, talk to us about David Sanborn.
David Sanborn, I think, was one of the first professional saxophonists that was introduced to me after Boots Randolph. And it just changed the whole thing for me, you know, listening to him. I remember very vividly when an uncle of mine introduced, you know, played a CD from David Sanborn. I think it was Straight to the Heart. And I'll never forget that day. It was on a, my brother and I were, you know, hanging out with my uncle, and we parked there in front of my grandmother's house there on Delaware Street. I remember as if it was yesterday. And we were just jamming to his tunes, and I was impressed. I'll never forget it. You know, it's really made a big impact in my musical playing.
Now, do you think that you will reach out to him eventually to, you know, ask him to play on one of your upcoming CDs?
That would be awesome. I did get to meet him.
Yeah.
I got to meet him and got an autographed CD. It was very cool, but Yeah, that's a dream. I mean, if it happens, that'd be awesome. But it's one of my dreams I look forward to, is, you know, getting to collaborate with them someday. That'll be sweet.
Yeah. You never know, you know. You never know. All you have to do is reach out and ask. You never know. That would be nice. That would be nice. Okay, I'm going to play one more song before we let you go. And the next song is Call on Me. Tell me about this one.
Yeah, that song, Call Me, there's also a vocal version to that tune, and it's basically, you know, reaching out to your friends or family, just saying, hey, I'm here, you can call me anytime, you know, and I'll be right here for you, is basically what the song is talking about. And I hope y'all enjoy it.
All right, Call on Me.
Call on me.
Listen to that man's voice. Eric McNair. Love his voice.
You recognize that voice, Sarah?
Yes, yes. I love Mr. McNair. I'm going to have to track him down. Who else is on this song?
Linda Lee. She's doing a lot of the lead, a lot of the ad-lib in between. And she's the one that also sang Carmine or Shine, the gospel version, on my last EP, done in 2008. And then we have another friend of mine, Daniel Resendez. Let's see who else is singing. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah. And the musicians there are Todd Parsnell on guitar, and I think it was Jason Thomas playing drums on this one, and Joe McCree on the keyboards.
All right. Now, you mentioned a recording in 2008, and I cannot pronounce it, so I'm not even going to try because I don't want to mess it up. But is that still available?
No. I only made 1,000 copies of that, and I think it was more of a demo version of my product. You know, I was just trying to get things started, and it served as an introduction to this album that we have here now today.
Okay.
That product is, I would have to say, it's discontinued. it's not available. But basically, okay. what you have now on this album is basically what was on that EP.
I see.
So,
okay. All right.
Anything.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to let you know, Isaac, that you are our Artist of the Month on TalkingSmoothJazz.com. It's labeled Meet the Artist, but there is a page on the website for you and your bio. Hush Little Baby is on there for people to listen to, a copy of your CD cover, and links back to where they can purchase the CD and the song and to your website.
Oh, that is great. Thank you very much.
Sure, sure. So you'll be on there for the rest of the month so people can get to know you and meet you on TalkingSmoothJazz.com.
Great.
All right. Mike, do you have any other questions?
No, that's it for me. Love music.
All right. Well, we look forward to the release of Hush Little Baby on April 19th. And it will be available on Amazon.com and I'm sure on your website. Any place else will it be available?
Yeah, CDBaby.com. Where else? E-Music, I think. I'm not sure if it's Well, for the physical CDs, they'll have to go to cdbaby.com and to my website, isaacvalenzuela.com. Everything else is just available, for digital download only.
Okay. Yeah, okay. And you can also follow – okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, such as iTunes. It's also available on iTunes.
Okay. And you can also follow Isaac on Twitter. It's Isaac, V-A-L-E-N-Z. On Twitter, and then he's on Facebook as well, so hit him up on Facebook, send him a friend request, and definitely support the artist when this CD is released. I will be featuring the CD in its entirety on the Jazz Queen Show on April 29th. That is a Friday night. I will be featuring the CD in its entirety, so you can tune in there. Tune in then to hear the entire CD. All right, sir. Well, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you. A pleasure.
All right, we look forward to April 19th.
Awesome. Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Much continued success to you, Isaac.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, that was Isaac Valenzuela. His upcoming debut CD is called Hush Little Baby, and again, you can find that download on Amazon.com. The single right now is available on Amazon.com. His website is isaacvalenzuela.com, and that's V-A-L-E-N-Z-U-E-L-A is his last name. All righty then. We are not on this weekend because I will be at Seabreeze Jazz Fest hanging out with the girls and with the Flowing Martinis. We were working that out today, myself and Anita, trying to get the drinks together, get the bar all set up. So we were working that out today.
Oh, I'm sure. Trying to get the bar set up. Oh, Lord. I'm not even worried about the music or the plane flights or the, how you going to get back to the hotel room. Y'all worry about the drinks, okay?
Look, our priorities. We are trying to get our priorities in order, okay?
It is all about the martinis. Lord, that's where.
It is all about the martinis, getting the priorities right. Okay, that's what I'm saying. So, and you don't even drink, Mike, so you wouldn't be missing anything anyway.
Yeah,
you know, even Drake. But anyway,
yeah,
we are trying to get the priorities right here. So we will not be on this weekend. We will be back on Tuesday, April 19th, with Andre Delano. So you can tune in for that, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. All right, Mike, do you have anything to add?
Nothing much, but like I said, you guys have fun and take a lot of pictures. And, you know, I'll be down in Myrtle Beach thinking about you. I'll be looking south, saying that I should be still on 95 heading down. But, you know, it's all good. I talked to Cheryl tonight. I got to call her back because we were on the phone and I had got another phone call. But we were talking about the same thing. She's like, Mike, you got to come. You got to come. Just come down. I'm like, oh, I wish I could. And just hurry up and come right back up. I wish it was like maybe four hours down. I could easily do that. But 15 hours down and then, yeah, I'm like, ugh. So I'll be in Myrtle Beach on the beach kicking sand and I just had to, I don't know, I'll just be sad.
I'm sorry.
Like I said, but you know, tell Julian I said what's up. I'll hit him up before I leave and everything. So tell him I said what's up and, you know, just let me know how everything's going. It's gonna be a fun festival, you know.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I just hope
well,
that you guys remember. You know, with all the drinks you're gonna be having, so just hope you guys know who's playing and all that kind of stuff.
I can tell you by Monday morning, it's gonna be all over by Monday morning. Trying to get up early in the morning, catch a flight, and it's gonna be a mess Monday morning. But I'm not going to think about that now. I'm just looking forward to getting on the plane Wednesday and having a great time with the girls and the music and the martinis. Yay. That's right. Flowing martinis. Thanks to Bony Fan Carol and Cheryl B in the chat room. Thank you, ladies, for hanging out with us. One more push and promotion for keyboardist Brian Simpson's show coming up on Saturday, April 16th at the Houndstooth Pub in New York City. There's an 8 o'clock and a 10:30 show. When we talked to him on, when was that, Saturday? The 8 o'clock show was almost sold out. So not sure if there are any still seats available for the 8 o'clock show, but you can go to smoothjazz.eventbrite.com for tickets for those shows. I think the tickets are like $22. So check that out. If you're in the New York DMV area, go and check out keyboardist Brian Simpson.
And see, everybody's mad at me because even Steve's mad at me right now because I suppose, he wants me to come up and host the shows. And I've been missing some of the shows. And like this time, you know, I'm going to Myrtle Beach. And I told him, well, I'll be probably on the way to Myrtle Beach, so I couldn't come up and host. He's like, dude, look, you have to get up here and host for your shows. So I'm like, you guys are mad at me for not going down there. He's mad at me because I may not make it up there. I mean, I'm like, look, I have to be and do these type things coming up because, like, springtime is here. Summertime is coming up. And another plug, too, is for the, you know, the New Generation series, like I said, jazz series with Archer Rod and David P. Stevens, you know, special guest Archer Rod. Sorry. We talked about that earlier. But it's going to be a hot show. We're expecting a large crowd, large turnout. It's time to get this thing going. And I'm also hosting a party on the 29th of May, which is Memorial Day weekend. Like I said, it's going to be a party for everybody to come out to and have a good time. I got the DJ. DJ is Chuck B. He's a DJ from the DMV. We're going to get our party on. You know, people kind of been getting on me. You know, I tease a lot about people how, you know, we only call certain family people only when we need something. And, I do. So I actually did, too. I had to reach out and touch someone today and touch a couple of people that I really didn't want to touch. But, hey, like, I'm ready to party now, so I gotta get back to my partying ways now. So once I get that going, it's all good then. We're gonna party like a rock star.
All right, that's May 29th, right?
Yes, Memorial Day weekend. Okay. No work on Monday. Like I said, party on Sunday night. We're gonna get it in.
Okay, and I want to mention too that yesterday we were scheduled to speak with Lincoln Adler from the group Times Four, and he was unable to call in, so that interview has been rescheduled for Saturday, May 14th, And we will be talking to saxophonist Lincoln Adler from the group Times Four on May 17th. So you tune in for that.
Cool.
All right. Well, that is it. That's all I have. So I'm gonna close the show with another song from Isaac's CD. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you on the 19th with Andre Delano. This is Come What May. Cheryl, Bonnie, Fan, Carol, I'll see you guys this weekend. Have a great week. And everyone else, have a great evening.